Hi, this is Amy Looper, and I am the luckiest social entrepreneur today. And the reason why is because I have the distinct honor to interview Tracy Gehry, author of the quintessential book on creating a giving and legacy plan. The book is called Inspired Philanthropy, Your Step-by-Step Guide to Creating a Giving Plan. And Tracy, I can tell you and the people listening today that I had the gift to have been interviewed by you for your book, and I'm so appreciative of that. But in addition, having known you now and being a part of your book, I really wish that I'd known you 10 years ago when I started out with this endeavor to create my own giving plan. And I really am appreciative to our friend Phil Cubetta, who introduced us a while back. And so today, put these links together for people like me, for the other people that are interested in this. You know, you've got your three different groups. So tell us why this book is so important to the three main groups, one of which I am.
Well, thanks, Amy. I think the three main audiences that we're seeking to serve through the book, and certainly we want to help social entrepreneurs as well, are donors, both beginning donors, and that includes the next generation of donors, some of the younger donors who may be new at actually thinking about giving, or who themselves actually may be really amazing at some of the new ideas that they bring to older generations, donors who are of all different levels. This book is should appeal for the family who gives away $2,000 as much as the family who gives away $20 million. And we also seek to particularly support donors who are thinking about intergenerational giving, who are thinking about leaving their legacies. The second population that we are really wanting to serve through the book are nonprofit leaders. And that includes development directors, executive directors, members of the boards of directors, all of whom are thinking about how best can we serve and understand our donors and their needs. And how do we grow more donors to be donor partners? The book is really a gift to be given to nonprofit leaders, and this is a great season of the year to do so. For you to be, whatever month we're in, there's always time to give a board member or a donor a gift, and this is a good one. The third population are advisors. They may be philanthropic advisors, a growing industry, wealth coaches, also something that we speak to about the importance of really supporting donors, walking through the steps of their planning, or the financial advisory field, estate planners, financial planners, insurance brokers, those who are really out there in every way trying to, CPAs and others who are really trying to support their clients to be more effective in the planning process. We have our financial planning, our philanthropic planning, and our end-of-life planning. And this book is a tool to really help move along our clients and our donors to take greater responsibility in all three of these areas.
You wrote the classic on creating a giving plan. So why did you decide to expand the book to legacy at this time?
I'm so excited to bring what I've been learning about legacy work to the general public. Truth is, my mom died over the last few years, and when I actually saw how inspiring her end of life could be and how intentional she was and how present she was because she'd taken care of so many of the details of her end of life planning, I thought, wow, so many of my clients are so tied up in dysfunction and haven't been in touch with their advisors, and so many of the nonprofits are totally unaware of what's going to happen around the future of their organizations. The win-win is when we can really sit down and create something that will be useful to donors, nonprofits, and advisors so that we can be more effective together. The best part of writing this book for me has been my own awakening to how much we need the advisors in on the planning for our legacies, that this is not a superficial ad, that the advisors are in many ways the cornerstone of a successful legacy plan. We have our dreams for society. We have our dreams for our families. We have our dreams sometimes for individuals that have supported us in our lives. But to actually determine whether we're going to have enough money and how that's going to be allocated, it's best done with our team of advisors, knowing that leaders can also make that happen once the planning has been set up. So the book has breakthrough information that I've been able to ascertain through interviews and through work with a lot of advisors and a lot of partnerships that have been highly functional between donors, advisors, and nonprofits. I'm excited to give the readers a tool that will hopefully put us all on the path toward creating a better future. This is a tough time in the state of the world. And it's my hope that we can unleash much greater generosity and much greater joy in the planning process, both for our giving plans every year and also for our inspired legacies.
Okay, Tracy, if you were to give one piece of advice to each of our audiences so that they can come together in a common purpose, what would be that one piece of advice for each group? And let's take them separately. So let's start first with the nonprofits.
The nonprofits want to survive and also want to thrive. And so the best way to do that is to grow stronger partners who are donors, board members, and staff, and also raise more money. And the raising more money happens as a natural outcome of providing service to your donors or being an organization that attracts new people to it because you're visionary and you're responding to what donors and your community needs. So, buy the book, read it for yourself, and begin to study it, perhaps, with your staff. Secondly, give the book to your board members. If you're thinking about adding on donor education or legacy education programs next year, then you need to get that passed by your board. And the board members, especially those on the Finance Committee and the Development Committee, the chair of your board and the chairs of your Development Committee and Finance, will need to really have some common language and understanding about what you're talking about. And lastly, give the book as a gift to some of your major donors. To some of the donors also who've been your longest participants in your organization. They may have been volunteers for a long time. They may have made a gift to you for $50 or $100 over 10 or 20 years. Some of these people end up leaving a legacy with you in a really significant way. And believe me, your support of them will be appreciated, and oftentimes you'll be given to in ways you can't imagine.
And what about our advisors?
Advisors are often involved on boards of nonprofits. The first thing you can do if you're an advisor, whether you're an estate planning attorney, a CPA, a person involved in insurance, financial planning, there's a wide variety of also philanthropic planners these days and also wealth coaches and wealth advisors. The field is full of bankers and trust companies and wealth management firms. Each of you can use this book for your benefit of your staff, your clients, and also some of the nonprofits that you volunteer for. We're trying to make a stronger sector here, and one way to do that is to give this as a gift. But if you read it yourself, you'll also notice how you and your family may be on or off page on some of these matters. You may have, for instance, an estate plan, but you may not have thought carefully about having a giving plan, or may not have thought recently about what your common and shared values are, even intergenerationally with your own family. The best part of this is also being able to extend this as a gift to some of the nonprofit leaders that you respect the most or some of the clients that you respect the most, you'd like to build stronger partnership with. So use the book and also refer people, if perhaps you have a client right now, that you're not having success in breaking through and getting them to complete their documents, send them to the website and ask them to go to the resource section on www.inspiredphilanthropy.org and ask them to complete the Appendix A that will help them write a memo to you of what really they want to accomplish. Once you get this back, it's going to be much easier for you to figure out how to manifest and how to help shape what kind of plan should be then put in front of your client. And likewise, there's also a really great section that Phil Cabetta helped put together, which is also in the appendix. It's in Section B. It's called Working with Clients for Inspired Outcomes. And it has a step-by-step, very methodical way of looking at what the best questions are, and so that you and your client can really be on page together. This is not about you running over them with questions and ideas. This is about a true partnership. The exciting thing about this process is you're going to come out feeling as though you know, you have a more intelligent client who's also going to be able to work with you to achieve some things that you may have never have thought of manifesting for the world before, and for some of their family members as well. So the high for you as an advisor is really getting at this stage of your career, whether you're a beginner or whether you've been out there for a long time, about how you can help unleash generosity for the greater good.
Okay, now what about the donors?
Well, the donors are the greatest beneficiary of all of the book. In reality, this is a gift that one can give to our family members, we can do for ourselves, we can give to our advisors, and we can give to our nonprofits. But the important piece here is that the book shares how we can really strengthen our role in our planning and have actually more joy in being directive about what we want to see happen. We have to provide leadership, whether we're donors yet or investors, in taking responsibility for our lives and our families and our beneficiaries, where it is that we'd like to actually leave a legacy and how we want to live a legacy. So there are tools here that enable donors to really do this and to partner with nonprofits and with advisors to manifest the dreams we have for our communities. It's also a wonderful way, once one has done one's plan, to sit down and actually begin to share this intergenerationally. And there are chapters in the book to do that, as well as all kinds of sections in the appendix for donors and investors to think about how to work more closely with your advisors. And the book is filled with information on how to work more closely with your nonprofit leaders. This is a book that's going to enable all of us to feel more effective and also to have stronger outcomes, to give more to our communities, to save more time, to be more efficient in what we do, and to be more focused. The results are that we feel inspired about the state of the world and about our contributions to it. This is a book that we hope will help you to live an inspired life and an inspired legacy.
Well, thanks, Tracy, for giving those each of those audiences one piece of advice. It really did, for me, as I was listening to you, kind of bring us all together on that common purpose. And just real quickly, what's the website again?
Website is www.inspiredphilanthropy.org.
Perfect. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Amy. It was fun.